Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Karmic Astrology is presented by Explore Astrology with Susan Reynolds. She has worked as a karmic astrologer for the last 35 years. Karmic astrology traces a soul's evolution from past lives into the current life, setting the stage for a great journey of free choice in this incarnation. Look at your past, present, and future. Astrologer and intuitive healer Susan Reynolds speaks astrology as a language of life, a positive, living, and a breathing language of human possibility. Before each reading, Susan meditates upon the chart in question and sees visions of that person's past lives and how they are impacting her current life. During her show, Susan has pre-selected some callers for different types of readings. If time allows, she will take additional callers. If you want to be considered for a future show with Susan, please go to www.charlotteview.net. Look for Susan Reynolds under our Monthly Shows tab and fill out the request. Susan lives in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and attends various fairs and events. To find out location or contact Susan Reynolds outside of the show, please go to her website, www.exploreastrology.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays to Charlotte View and listen to all of our shows. Go to charlotteview.net and look under Monthly Shows. Find our podcast directory and listen to us live or on demand. Now, let's find out what's coming up in the stars and who are the lucky callers of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Karmic Astrology. Last month was the premiere of this show, and it was so successful that we are looking forward for Susan Reynolds and what she comes to bring during the show. She's going to start by talking about some of the energies going on right now, but most in particular about this next month, September. So let's bring Susan to the show. And let's also reinforce people that are just calling in. After we get the callers that are pre-registered, we're going to take your call. So wait for us, and we will bring you in as soon as we're finished. So thank you, Susan, for being here. And explain us again a little bit of the rules of engagement with the callers and so people that are joining us can know what type of questions they should be thinking about, and also just bring in the information for next month when you feel it's appropriate.
Well, thanks, Claudia. This is Susan. And you can really ask any kind of question with astrology, because an astrology chart covers all the areas of our life. When I'm talking to a caller, it's much easier when I'm looking at their chart if they let me know what they specifically are looking to find out, because then we only have a few minutes and I can quickly zone in on that area. The more practical and down-to-earth the question, usually the easier it's going to jump out at you. Whatever is going on in your life right now is going to be reflected in the chart. So for those people, you know, who are already called in and who have sent me their birth information and are going to be talking to me, think about what you most want to know. I want to be able to give you the most information I can in the short period of time we have together. If anybody wants a more in-depth reading or wants to contact me for a full reading, you can always go to my website, Explore Astrology, and contact me through them. But right now, I want to start talking about what is most on my mind astrologically, which is the fact that Mercury is retrograde, and this is bothering everybody. Mercury is a planet of communication. It is about how we speak, how we listen. It's going to rule areas of shared information. So when we are talking about Mercury, we are talking about our computers, our phones, our cars, our blogs, our gadgets. Mercury loves information. It is how we communicate. It's how we speak. Do we speak quickly and forcefully or slowly and more ponderously? When Mercury is moving forward, everything clicks on all cylinders. But last month, on August 12th, Mercury turned retrograde. When any planet turns retrograde, it is merely an astrological way of saying that that planet appears to be moving backwards. And so the energies of that planet, instead of moving forward boldly and clearly and directly, are going in another direction. So the energies of that planet don't move forward in a very obvious, clear way. They go in other directions. They get softer. They get quieter. Sometimes they seem to be going backwards, and we seem to lose ground. So what happens when the planet that rules our communication decides to go backwards? We start to have problems with our computers. We start to have weird sounds and lights come on in our car. We start to have problems with our cell phone. We start to have all of the things that we depend on for communication in a busy and hectic life start to go haywire. I post something about the moon every day on Facebook, on my Facebook page. I post what the moon is going to do. Sunday I tried to go in and post, and Facebook was acting crazy. Welcome to Mercury retrograde. So for all of you people who are struggling with your phone and whose computer is doing weird things and who don't know what is going on with your car, take heart, because in just a few days, Mercury is going to be through bothering us and is going to turn direct. On specifically, on September 5th, Mercury is going to go back into direct motion and start moving forward again. But that doesn't mean you can't get any positive benefit from Mercury being retrograde. When Mercury is retrograde, it's actually a good time for certain things. It's a good time to get a reading. I'm glad that I'm not so glad for Claudia and any technical difficulties, but I'm glad that we're doing this show during a Mercury retrograde because people tend to be more reflective. They're thinking more. They're asking questions of themselves. They're seeking different kinds of answers. It's very imaginative. So when Mercury is retrograde, we may be doing the dishes and suddenly we have this aha moment and we come up with a solution to something. Or we have a fabulous idea that just comes in a dream. Mercury retrograde is not forceful and dynamic and clear, but it does lend itself to self-knowledge. It lends itself to looking within and higher energies. So yes, you may feel like beating your computer half to death and yelling at your car, but instead, take some time to meditate. Do some deep breathing, yoga, tai chi. These are all excellent ways of using a Mercury retrograde period. The energy is still there. It's just softer. Now, on the 5th, in just a few days, it's going to turn direct. And then on September 9th, it is going to change signs, and it is going to move into Virgo. And it looks like in September, we have a huge influx of Virgo energy. On the 9th, Mercury is going to go into Virgo, and it is going to stay there until almost the end of the month on the 29th. So almost all of September, Mercury is going to be in Virgo. Not only that, but Venus moves into Virgo as well on September 19th and stays there through the rest of September. And on September 5th, the same time Mercury is turning direct, Mars is going into Virgo and will stay there the rest of the month. So we have not one, not two, but three planets that are all going to be in Virgo in September. So what does Virgo do? Well, Virgo has a lot to do with areas of service. So many of you are asking, how am I of service to the world? How do I make a difference? How do I give back? That may be through volunteering at your church. It may be through donating money. It may be through helping a friend out. There's no right or wrong way, but the question starts to come up because Virgo really cares about helping people, and it doesn't want to just help them by thinking nice thoughts. Virgo is an earth sign, and as such, it's very practical and very down to earth. So Virgo wants to make a difference that you can see and hear and touch and taste and be aware of. So it is going to be, how do I want my contribution to be seen in the world? What are we doing where we can tell we're making a difference? Now, for all Virgos, all three planets in your same sign is going to give you an enormous amount of pep and energy and forcefulness. And so Virgo can sometimes hang back a little bit and wait to see what needs to be done. But with Mars and Mercury both there, I tend to think you're going to be speaking up more this month, doing more, taking on more, sharing more, busy. Virgo is going to be super busy in September. But if anybody can organize a busy schedule, it is Virgo, because they are one of the most organized signs around. Now, Pisces may be struggling a bit more. Pisces is the sign opposite Virgo. I've noticed that when a planet is opposite our sun, we tend to struggle a little bit. That energy does not always help us out. It asks something of us. Sometimes it forces something on us. So Pisces is going to be having three planets that are all opposite their sun. So Pisces may be feeling a bit overwhelmed. They may be a little bit cranky. And I know that's hard to believe of any Pisces, because they are so kind and so sweet and so loving. So we may not notice their bad mood, but Pisces may be wondering, what's wrong with me? I'm not my usual cheerful self. You know, I'm a little bit, you know, too assertive. When did I get to be so bossy? So Pisces may not be as thrilled with these energies, but it doesn't mean that they can't use them. You know, Pisces can be a bit of a dreamer. But with all of this Mars energy, it wants to do something. So a really good way for Pisces to use this energy is to think about their dreams, their visions, their goals, and use the energy of Mars to get out there and to do something, to take those first steps. Also, Sagittarius and Gemini are going to be affected pretty strongly with all of this Virgo energy. They're going to be busy, they're going to be going, they're going to be doing. You know, Sag and Gemini are both mutable signs, just like Pisces is, just like Virgo is. And all of these signs are going to react to this. So be nice to your Sag and Virgo friends. And, you know, because Pisces and Gemini, all four of these signs, they're going to be a little bit busier. You know, they're going to be running, they're going to be doing. They may have overcommitted themselves. They may have a lot going on in the schedule. So see if they need a helping hand. Offer to do something for them. You know, with Virgo energy, we want to be of service to the world, and we often forget about ourselves. So one of the things I'm going to remind everybody is important for them to do in September is to be kind to yourself. Say, thank you for the good job you do, or how hard you try, or how much you care about things. Even if you don't completely succeed in doing everything that is on your list, give yourself a break. You know, one of the things that Virgo sometimes forget to do is to take care of themselves. They're so great at taking care of everybody else. So I'm going to send out a little reminder. Make sure you're using some of the Virgo energy to nurture yourself. Get a pedicure, get a manicure, go for a walk in the park. What centers you and balances you and makes you feel good? Because those are the things that you can be doing in September that are going to re-energize you and keep you going. As if all of that going on wasn't enough, a few days ago, on August 25th, we had Saturn turn from retrograde energy into direct motion. And as I just mentioned, retrograde energy can be going backwards or going underground or not moving forward clearly. And that wouldn't matter so much, except that Saturn is a planet that deals with our career. Our professional life is epitomized by Saturn. What do we want to be when we grow up? You know, do we like our career? Do we have plans for getting promoted? Do we want to change jobs? You know, how do we handle authority? Because the first authority we run into in our lives is our parents, and Saturn usually indicates one of the parents and parental authority. How do we take charge? How are we responsible? Saturn loves to be responsible. You know, Saturn's, you know, kind of the cold, wet blanket saying, eat your broccoli instead of dessert. Do the right thing. Have you done your homework? You know, put on a hat. It's cold outside. You know, oftentimes we don't want to listen to Saturn. We want to eat dessert first and, you know, forget about our homework. But we need that energy. Without the discipline and focus of Saturn, we're not going to get anything done in our lives. So So even if we don't think it's the life of the party, it can help us achieve. It doesn't matter if what we want to achieve is a promotion or buying a home or organizing our desk. Whatever our goals are, Saturn is a planet that can help us make them happen. And so we need it. For the last several months, a little bit over 4 months, Saturn has been retrograde. And for a lot of people, this means that they have been struggling with certain things. The promotion they expected didn't come through. They're looking for a job. They can't find one they like. You know, things seem to have slowed down. And that can be enormously frustrating. We are a busy society. And we often think if we just try harder, work harder, you know, force the issue, we'll make it happen. But you cannot force the planets to do things. They're going to do what they're going to do. And Saturn did not decide to turn direct until August 25th. So literally, it's only been direct a couple of days. So it's starting to move forward. Most people are going to start to see, slowly at first and then a little bit more boldly, a change in their work or their career. Even if you're retired, even if you're a full-time homemaker, if either one of those are happening for you, then that is your career. When we retire, the home becomes our career. And if we are a full-time homemaker, then you know you have a very busy career and a very demanding one at that. So it's not always about going to the office. Certainly, if you're an entrepreneur and a business owner, Saturn moving direct signals a time to start to move forward. Things that were stalled, clients that didn't call back, customers that didn't like the product, you know, sales pitches that seemed to go nowhere. Now all of that is starting to change. Saturn is in forward motion, and it's saying, come on, let's get busy. Let's achieve this. Let's make this happen. What do you want to do with your career? For a lot of people, they're going to see themselves getting a second wind. New opportunities open up. New clients come in. People start to, you know, think they're in demand. Oh, I have two companies that want me, where before I couldn't find anybody. Saturn helps us be a rational, mature adult. So many of us may be asked to take on a responsibility. It may be, you know, being responsible for getting dinner all week, or it may be being the head of the HOA in your community. But it may also be taking on the responsibility of a promotion. Or it may be taking on the responsibility of taking care of an aging parent. There may be a parent that needs you more right now. It's not a certain way it's going to come out, but the tone is going to be asking you, how are you handling whatever authority you are given? And that's a big question, because sometimes we go along and we're not. So this is going to be important to make sure you're looking at this. You want to handle authority. So as it moves forward, it is going to stay in Sagittarius until December. And then in December, specifically on December 19th, Saturn is going to change signs and it is going to move into Capricorn. Now, I'm going to talk more about that later in the year as it gets closer to that. Right now, Sagittarius and Gemini are probably noticing this energy the most. They're using it. They're making plans. They're moving forward. Things that were stalled are starting to go. So we are all going to see these next few months pick up speed. We are all going to have more asked of us, but we all have the opportunity to achieve more. So September is the kickoff for this. There is a lot of Earth energy with all these planets in Virgo. There is a strong desire to get things done and accomplish with Saturn moving forward. Towards the end of September, on September 28th, Pluto is going to move direct as well. And so we have more force and power and energy at our disposal. So I see September as a month when we can all feel a bit more in charge and we can handle authority well instead of feeling overwhelmed with all that we have to do. So I'm kind of excited about it. I've got lots of plans for September going on. And if we have time at the end of the show, if anybody wants to call in spontaneously to ask how some of these things will affect your sign, I'll be happy to do that and to talk to you about how it's going to affect different signs of the zodiac. But for right now, I want to make sure that I have time to talk to the people that have called in and given me their birth information. So if it's okay, I'm ready to take our first caller. And I'm thinking that that would be Sue. Is that correct, Claudia?
That's correct. Let's go to Nebraska and let's bring Sue to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to Karmic Astrology.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you took me on and looking at my chart.
I've got your chart right here. So what is it that you would most want to know about what's going on?
Well, I know you kind of explained a lot of stuff in your pre-speech or pre-talk, minus the work. And this, if there's anything changing, along with I do have a project that I'm trying to finish, and I can feel that's kind of moving forward, and I'm hoping that's what it is right, you know, intuitive feeling is correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, August looks as if it may have been a bit of a difficult month for you. Not trying to get too personal, but just looking at this chart, I'm like, she may not have been in a very good mood through most of August. You might not have felt well physically, but lots of times, you know, with the energy, the way it was happening in your chart, you feel tired and discouraged, and, you know, it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it was. It was an emotional roller coaster. Yeah, you might have a possibility for a job. Oh, sorry, you need a degree. You can't have it, you know. It was like that, up and down all month.
Well, I'm happy to tell you, September, this is changing.
Yes.
Because all of these energies that were kind of beating you up emotionally are all coming out to play in a much more positive way. So you're much more motivated in September, and things are much more clear. Now, remember, we still have 5 more days of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
But after that, things are really going to start to pick up. Most of all, the biggest change I see is your attitude. You go from being tired, discouraged, life sucks, kick the can, nobody loves me, all the ways we beat up on ourselves. Not that you would ever do that, but
never.
I sometimes do that. And all that changes, and you start to feel more motivated, and you start to have more physical energy, and you're ready to put yourself out there. And I love the fact that Venus is going to be in Virgo, and it is going to be helping you as well. Literally after September, 28th. So this is late September and going into October, you have a beautiful aspect from Venus coming in that's just kind of lighting you up, like you're employee of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You're glowing.
Good.
So you would do well on job interviews and people would want to have you. I also see you've got a very strong Saturn here, but it is stuck in the fourth house where it seems like for months and months and months, all of your energy has been around home and family responsibilities. And I'm going to tell you, I'm excited to see that that's going to be changing as well. Now, it's not changing as quickly as your attitude and your energy, but when I talked about Saturn moving into Capricorn, as it does that, it is going to move into a new place in your chart of creative expression. And Saturn is about grounding things. So when you put those two together, moving into 2018, you're going to be working to ground some sort of creative vision or creative project. So
yeah,
I see
I've been working
on
it for about 5 years.
Yeah, I think in 2018 is the year when your vision starts to become reality, because Capricorn is very grounded. It's very much about seeing and touching. So it's not going to be an idea. It's not going to be something you pick up. You might be driven to work on this and to make sure you're doing a lot with it. I definitely see this going forward and something happening with it. And I think you're going to get it going, and I think you're going to be very successful. So be patient. October, November, you know, they may be a little slower. Don't get discouraged. And then around December, going into January, February, you are taking off like a rocket.
Okay. Yeah, divine timing, I know, is a kicker for me. It's like divine timing.
Don't you just hate it?
Yeah.
I also see there might be a little extra money coming around you next month in October. So,
oh, wouldn't that be nice? Okay.
That isn't that nice to hear? So this can be, you know, extra clients, a new job, or a refund of something. It looks nice. It doesn't look big. I don't think you're going to win the $700 million if we have that again. But it looks nice.
Gone.
It looks pleasant.
Okay. That would be awesome if that would happen. And I will keep putting that in my thoughts, working on that, you know.
Keep putting it in your thoughts. This is a very imaginative chart, so I think you have some wonderful ideas, and I think you have the ability to make them happen.
Yeah, I kind of feel that.
But it's very close.
Yeah, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so that's what I'm excited about, is I can see it. I know there's some more work to be done and changes, to make it more professional, but I think I can do it.
I think
you
can, too.
I was hoping it would be done by September, but I think this is the
not
change
quite.
Coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to be bit more patient.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming, and it's there. So
Just
give yourself a little more time.
I will. I will
thank
meditate
you so much.
More.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And so now we're going to go for, I believe it's Connie. Yes. Let's go to Connie in North Carolina.
Hi there.
Hi, Connie. How can I help you today?
Well, this is not something that's right now, but that I have noticed probably all of my life. And that is that I seem to flit from thing to thing and seldom finish stuff. And I just wonder what it is in my chart that, because I really think it's something that's just part of who I am, but what is doing this to me?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is part of who you are. But if you're looking for the astrological answer, first of all, your sun is in Pisces and your moon is in Gemini. You know how just a few minutes ago I mentioned that both of those signs were mutable signs. When a sign is mutable, and the mutable signs are Gemini and Sagittarius and Pisces and Virgo. So there are four mutable signs, and you have planets in two of them. So when a sign is mutable, it means that that sign is able to adapt and change very readily. And other signs are much more stubborn, and they may have a harder time changing. But you've got your sun in a sign that says, I can adapt. And you've got your moon in a sign that actually loves change, seeks change. So I think you're noticing the ways that you maybe flip from one thing to another, because the rest of your chart looks very stable. So you notice the times that you're not. I'm looking at this chart, and there is a lot of energy up here at the 10th house in your house of career. And I would imagine that you would have had a fairly stable career. Have you kept changing jobs every year, or have you had a career that seems to have worked pretty steadily?
A career that's worked pretty steadily. I'm retired now, but I was in property management forever.
Yeah, you stayed with it. You have a very strong, actually quite stubborn energy up here in your career, showing that you're going to stick with it, you're going to make it work, you're going to make it happen. You also have some Taurus energy in your area of love and romance. So my guess would be that you would not have trouble making a commitment in terms of a spouse or in terms of a significant other. Have you been in a long-term relationship?
Yeah, we've been married 49 years, so yes. That's a given.
I would say you can make a commitment just fine, Connie.
That's pretty
your
good.
Your chart actually shows a nice balance here between the ability to adapt and change and the ability to stick with something. It looks as if you're sticking with the areas of life that are important, making a commitment to a person and keeping it, working hard at a job and moving through the ranks and achieving. Those are sort of what I would call the big areas of life. And you use the mutable and more adaptable energies on the smaller areas, maybe changing restaurants you like or hobbies you pick up. And this year you may try knitting, and a few months later you may decide to take up playing the piano or study energy medicine or go on trips. You can use the mutable energy in smaller ways and use the more stubborn, strong energy to make sure you have a very positive experience of achieving in this life. There is some really nice energy here in terms of leadership. I don't know if you've ever thought about seeking to be the leader of something, but I would bet, looking at this, that when you speak, people listen. This is a chart that is respected. You've got a lot of Leo energy up here in the 10th house, and you're sort of like your own personal E.F. Hutton. When Connie speaks, people listen. This is a chart of a lot of respect. Have you been in a leadership position?
Oh, yes, just about all my life.
And well,
it comes easily,
go.
And it's not always wanted, but it comes easily, and it stays with me. And, yes, that's interesting that all shows up there.
It's probably one of the reasons people turn to you for leadership. They sense it in you, even if you're not directly doing anything to try to project that. They're responding to part of your chart on a vibrational level. They may know you're a good leader without you having to tell them. And so it's sort of like, well, what does Connie think about this or that, or what is she doing? Now, as a Pisces, I'm going to give you a heads up in that with all of this Virgo energy, a lot of this Virgo energy is in the 12th house for September for you. And so it may annoy you a little bit, is the best way I know how to say that. When we are dealing with 12th house energies, I particularly love them. It is imaginative and beautiful and very spiritual and intuitive and psychic and, you know, angels and guides, all the things that I really deal with all the time. But emotionally, it's not always very clear. When we have planets in the 12th house, our emotions sometimes get the better of us. We may be feeling something that we don't want to feel. Maybe a friend has, you know, wins some money, and we're like, well, I'm happy for them, but, you know, why couldn't I win some money? Or, you know, somebody else's house sells for $1 million, and you're like, I don't think mine's going to sell that much. Sometimes we beat ourselves up about things we haven't accomplished, or we go back years in our life. You know, I wish I hadn't done this, or life would have been so different if I hadn't done that. You need to make a point this month of doing your best to avoid that. Beating up on yourselves and going back over past problems or poor decisions doesn't accomplish anything or help anything. But we often do that when planets get stuck and visit the 12th house. And so one of the things that you can do is to make a point this month of bringing beauty and harmony into your life. Go to a museum. You know, make sure you spend some time outdoors. Go to an art show, maybe a photography exhibit. What spells beauty to you? Maybe you decide to get a makeover, a manicure, pedicure, massage. And are you getting ready to do any of those things, or are you just like doing them?
I would just like to.
Well, make
I
a point.
Will.
Your astrologer said, go and make an appointment for something that makes you feel beautiful, because that is a very positive way to use this energy. And if you find yourself slipping into, you know, some of the more difficult emotions, just snap yourself out of it. Like, okay, Susan, talk to me about this. I'm not going to go there.
I can do that.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
That's very interesting. Thank you so much for this insight. I'm not totally crazy, so this is good.
Not crazy at all, and I know. I'm looking at the chart.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Connie.
My pleasure, Connie.
Oh, that was lovely. I want her chart. Well, now let's go to Sedona.
She has a beautiful chart.
Yeah, everything that you said is like, oh, I want that. I want that. So let's go to Sedona, and let's bring Evelyn.
Maybe I can look at your chart in the future. But for now, Evelyn, are you there?
Hold on. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Hi. I'm here.
Hello, Evelyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I have your chart in front of me. And what is it that you would like me to, you know, see if I can give you any insight or answer a question for you?
Yes. So I narrowed it down, I think, to a manageable degree. And
okay.
I would love to hear karmically what my chart is pointing to right now. Because as I had written you in my question and inquiry was, you know, I feel like so much karma has been transcended. But interestingly enough, this month, there has been some huge events that are, I mean, one major huge event, especially because of after the eclipse, I just dropped like a rock, and there is something presenting that is so deep, and I'm seeing it's deep, it's lifetimes, it's something, and it has to do with children and whatever. So I won't say much more, I'll let you do it, but whatever's, you know, in my chart right now, that's, you know, really what I'd love you to look at. And the other thing was my true north node and how relevant that may be eventually to this.
Okay. I will say, when I'm looking at your chart and when I closed my eyes and was holding your chart, I immediately started to hear gunfire. And that is my psychic symbol or my intuitive symbol for something that is violent or difficult or traumatic. And
yep.
So when I look at your chart, I can see that there has been a fairly recent past lifetime in which your soul was in a situation that was traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess would be, just looking at what I see here, is that it looks as if there was some sort of violent death of your spouse that you may have witnessed or may have not been able to prevent, something like this. And so coming into this lifetime, it's almost as if you're still carrying that energy of, you know, being afraid, or is something bad going to happen, or, you know, is somebody going to invade us? Is war going to break out? My guess would be in the early childhood, you may have been very concerned with security or not felt very safe or secure. Lots of times we come into a situation and for whatever reason we just don't feel safe and secure in that situation. And so it sort of reinforces old past life energies of you can't count on anything, you know, or being afraid, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you that you didn't come into this lifetime to experience this same thing again. You came into this lifetime to learn about peace and safety and security. So as you age, the older that you get, the more secure you feel, the more safe you become, the more settled you are.
Yeah.
And so I think that is a beautiful transition lifetime to be able to come in to learn about feeling good, feeling safe and secure. And
mm-hmm.
wow, what a nice thing to get to learn about. Go from war to peace. You've also had a few lifetimes here. Wow. This is very concerned with relationship, this chart. I've seen some lifetimes here in which you were very much concerned with your partner's happiness. It's sort of what I call maybe a Nancy Reagan lifetime, where I'm old enough to remember Nancy Reagan sitting there with her arms folded, gazing adoringly at her husband as he would give his speech. You know, you've had lifetimes where everything in you was about making the other person happy. Oh, aren't they wonderful? Oh, isn't he smart and successful? Oh, I just think he's wonderful. You are your partner's biggest cheerleader. You help them create their goals, their visions, and see them happen. But you did that at a cost of your goals and your visions, and sometimes even your happiness. Everything was about the other person. And in making the other person so important, in some ways, you forgot about yourself. In this lifetime, it's going to be important for you to remember who you are, even to find out who you are. when I look at this chart, it's as if the whole lifetime is a journey from giving away your lunch money to saying, no, I don't think I want to do that, and standing up on your own two feet. And so if I was reading for you and you were a teenager or in your early 20s, we would be having a long talk about what not to do. And what not to do might be to rush into a young marriage, because this chart is very partnership-oriented, very relationship-oriented. Many times, I'm not saying you do this, but many times when I see these kinds of energies, a person can define themselves by being with somebody. Oh, I'm not married, nobody loves me, or I don't have a dance for this weekend, I'm unlovable. I'm, you know, because you've had so many lifetimes where it was the two of you. But in this lifetime, you're learning how it can be about you, not in a selfish, arrogant, pushy way, but how to balance these energies. The challenge becomes, how am I a kind, thoughtful person without being a pushover or taken advantage of? And how do I stand up for myself without being a bossy brat or run over anybody else? And I don't think you're going to perfectly balance these, but that's not the goal. The goal is to notice when you're out of balance. Oh, I'm being a little bit, too bossy over here. Let me take a step back and elicit somebody else's opinion and ask what they think. Or, oh, why do I keep going along? I need to express myself a little bit more. You're going to always notice these two sides of yourself, because there's such an issue for you karmically. You probably started out much younger being more of the pushover, and now you've probably gotten to the point where you're not much of a pushover at all. At least I'm hoping you're not as much of a pushover. Does that sound true or make any sense? Have you dealt with that issue in your life?
Well, yeah, but I mean, all of what you said is, has relevance. It's funny you say about the partner thing. I married early, but, well, my first love actually killed himself with a gun, and right after I got married, and I had children early, and, once I was programmed, I did have that whole thing where I gave over everything, but by the time I was, 25, I left him, I had four kids, and I made my own way. I made my I got my university education, I built a career, I raised my children. And the thing is I haven't had a partner or even wanted a partner since 06, 07. And I had one relationship that ended in 2012, which was just to kind of force myself, because I thought, at the time, everybody's like, why aren't you in a relationship, And I haven't been, and I'm the happiest ever. This is the best time in my life, the past 7-8 years, where that's concerned. My relationship with myself, I've been my greatest love, and I know if I invite relationship with another, because I have that, the reflection is there. It's clear. But still now, this time is for me, in my development, and definitely not a pushover, only because I've gone to both ends, as you suggested, my chart demonstrates, and I figured out where my middle is, and I'm sovereign,
good for you.
And I'm certain, and I'm totally free. I'm me. But karmically, what's happening right now is not directly to do with me, and it has to do with children, and it has to do with, yes, past lives of losing my children, and stuff like that, not husband. So that's what I was hoping you would help me with, because it's dealing directly right now in my family. My daughter's having this issue, and I'm just heartbroken, and I'm just having a really hard time staying in my
sentence. I'm going to interrupt you just because I want to make sure I have somebody after you, and I want to make sure we have enough time to get to your chart and to be able to get to her chart. I do see something coming up here. It's not necessarily nodal related, but you have the moon in Capricorn. And Capricorn is a very karmic sign. And when something is in Capricorn, we are asked to take responsibility. You, more than most people, are going to feel this shift of Saturn moving forward and Saturn going into Capricorn at the end of the year. I'm thinking, looking at this, is that even though Saturn does not officially touch your moon until December 19th, that between now and December 19th, you are already going to be dealing with this and feeling this. And Saturn can often constrict and restrict. So there may be some problems and difficulties with one child or with more than one child. You may be called upon to step in and to help in some way. Sometimes that may just be being a mom. Sometimes that may be financially. But sometimes it may be an adult child coming back home again. It may be going to stay with a child for a while because they need you. This, I'm not going to lie, can be very challenging. And so you probably have about the next 4 months of having to sort of see, where does my responsibility begin and end? So when you say something has just come up with a child, it's probably not going to be over very quickly. It's going to stay there for a while, and it will probably be there the rest of this year. Going into 2018 is when I see this shifting and when I see this getting better. And yes, this is karmic to some degree. There is a restriction here and there's a limitation here. So you're not necessarily going to be able to take charge and fix this. There are going to be limits on what you can do. And that may be very frustrating for you, but kicking the wall is not going to help. You're going to have to respect those limits because they're not going to shift until the end of the year. You also need to make sure in these next few months you are taking care of yourself. This energy can have you feeling tired, physically tired, and discouraged. And so you need to make sure that you are napping when you need to, that you are resting when you need to, and that you are being as much a responsible adult as you can, but also respecting other people's authority. This is going to be a question of, where do I begin and end in terms of taking charge? I don't want to ask you to have to say what the issue is on the air for everybody to hear, because it sounds like it's a personal thing in your family, but it's going to go back and forth. It's not going to be like, here's a problem, here's a solution, here we go on. This is going to go back and forth and be slower than I think you would like it to be. I see it getting better, but not until at least January.
And if Evelyn needs more, a reading that is more profound, what is the best way to reach you, Susan?
I would say email. Go to my website, www.exploreastrology.com, and on Contact Me, it has my email address, and email me, and we can go more deeply into this and go into deeper timing and what the issue is and go into past life work as well.
And thank you, Evelyn, for sharing your story with us, and just hang in there. And so now we're going to go to Asheville. And let's bring Sarah to the show.
Hello, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Susan. I have your chart in front of me, and I'm going to ask if there's something specific you would like me to look at in your chart or tell you astrologically what's going on.
Okay, great. Well, listening to you at the beginning of the show, astrologically, it makes a lot of sense for me. With Mercury and Venus and Mars and Virgo and Saturn moving forward, I am a Taurus, so that is, Venus is my ruling planet, and Mars is in my first house reflecting, and Saturn reflecting
mm-hmm.
my personality. So this all feels very personal. And regarding Mercury retrograde, I don't necessarily have the snafus, but I do connect to the reflective nature of it. And I do feel
okay.
like I've had a lot of creative ideas and answers coming to me and ideas, which is nice. And regarding my chart and my question, I believe it has to do with my career. And I don't know if this is karmically connected or not, but I do feel like I'm meant to do work in this lifetime that's affecting society on a large scale. And and I have like this nervousness about being seen on that kind of a scale. and even speaking in front of groups, and yet I feel like that's what I'm meant to be doing. And I don't know if somehow then that also correlates to my family and creating my own family. And anyway, something.
Well, I will say, first of all, I fully understand why you have some trepidation about putting yourself out there. You have your sun in Taurus, as you said, in your 12th house. And the 12th house, we're just beating up on the 12th house today, but the 12th house is a hidden house. When something is in the 12th house, that energy wants to come out in secret, or it wants to go and hide. It doesn't want to be public. And your sun is there. Your self-expression is there. So it's going to be natural to you to kind of want to hang back, or no, you go ahead, or oh, no, that's okay, I don't really want to speak. But you may have a lot to say. You have Mercury there as well. You know, it's conjunct your sun. I think you're very intuitive. I think you probably get some brilliant ideas and then don't say anything about them. And so, but you also have to understand you have Jupiter up there at the top of your chart in the 10th house. And that is a beautiful, beautiful place for Jupiter to be, because this is the, you know, the 10th house is that of your career, your professional life. Jupiter is expansive, saying you have a chart that says not only could you, should you, but you will have a big public life, or certainly you can have the kind of career you want on your terms. So it also looks as if that is karmic, and that is there because of some kind of work that you have done before in another lifetime. This is one of your karmic blessings. When we think of karma, we tend to think of how it beats us up. But in your chart, in terms of career, it is really helping you and offering you a gift. Not only is Jupiter up there, but it's making a beautiful aspect with both your Saturn and your Mars in the first house. So, yeah, you know, Saturn's going in one direction, Jupiter's going into another. You know, they're both in water signs, which are not particularly public. And so it's kind of two steps forward and one step back. So it's very natural. You have energies in this chart that say you're going to be comfortable hiding out and working behind the scenes. But you have two planets in your first house and a very powerful professional sector of your chart highlighted. You're supposed to be public. It's not an either or. You have to find a way to balance both of them. And that's not always easy. Think of an author. An author might write a book and they might be a bestseller and they might do very well, but maybe they're writing under a pseudonym, and it does not necessarily mean that the people at the grocery store are going to recognize them or mob them. You have to find a way to be able to honor your need for privacy and yet have a public career. You would do well in artistic and creative areas. You would do well working with families, with the home. You know, this is a very powerful chart here, Sarah. There's a lot of power. I think part of you on an unconscious level, I mean, even though I'm not a therapist, the 12th house is very unconscious. You may be afraid to access that power or afraid to go for it. Oh, my God, what would I do if I won that? What would I do if that happened or I got that job? You're going to have to kind of make peace with this and find a way to allow yourself to be public and to still honor your private life. You can't give yourself away to the public. I wouldn't tell you to go into a career like politics. You know, this would not be the best career choice for you. But you can go in to careers that are satisfying for you, that are long-term, that are steady, that are stable. You do really well in things that have to do with the home and the family. And I love this kind of energy that is coming out here. What is it? Do you know, can I ask you what you do for a living?
Well, a lot of things. I've been a landscape designer for many years, and I'm also a real estate agent. So,
there you go. I love it when I get it right. I will say, hang on just a minute. You know, in October, Jupiter is going to move into Scorpio. And when it does that in October, it's going to move into your sixth house. And that's going to amp up your work opportunities. And so you're going to start to see work demands increasing. And it's going to be up to you to decide whether you're going to allow that to happen or not. As this moves into Scorpio, it's going to oppose your Sun and your Mercury. This energy, and I would say from October through around March of 2018, is there to give you new opportunities. Sarah, you're going to see new opportunities coming into your life. It's up to you whether you're going to say yes or no, but I would really encourage you to say yes to the opportunities, because it's going to move you forward and it's going to get you out of your shell. This kind of an energy, Jupiter is only in Scorpio once every 12 years. Now, it's still going to be there after March, but it's going to slow down. And so the energy is going to be pretty forceful from October through March. And then it's going to give you a bit of a break and rest. So whatever's coming to you, I would at least try it. Say yes to everything. If you don't like it, you can always change your mind later. But I would take as many new opportunities as possible, because it looks like they're coming. I'm actually kind of surprised they hadn't already started pouring in. So this can be teaching something. This can be learning. This can be travel. This looks exciting to me. It looks as if you get to find a way to balance this need to be public and need to be private on your terms. This is going to give you an opportunity. You know, October 10th is when Jupiter goes into Scorpio, but my guess is you're going to start feeling this tomorrow, today. It's already started to make its presence felt, and it's just going to get stronger and stronger now through March. So, you know, steel yourself and say yes is my advice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Have there been any new opportunities that have come forward?
Yeah, I actually did get several new opportunities that have come forward, and I did say yes to all of them. So,
Okay. You're getting ready to move into a bigger year, so I am excited about that. You may have to pace yourself. You're not going to just go from 0 to 100. You may go to 0 mm-hmm. to 50 and back to 30 and then to 60, and just understand that's being true to your chart. And so you may have to do it in a little bit different way, but you're still going to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
And I think we have like maybe a couple of minutes for anybody that wants to call in about any particular subject at all, not even just astrology.
Yeah, so we're going to bring Heather. She's calling from Chicago, and let's see what her question is.
Okay. Hi, Heather.
Hello. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I am good. What can I do for you?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I have three major questions, and the three, I guess, my major question
is... I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute. Because I'm an astrologer, I'm going to ask you to tell me your sun sign first.
I'm a Libra.
Okay. Now go ahead and tell me your question.
Okay. I've been renovating my house for about 5 years now, and I have recently felt a strong desire to, like, it's time to sell, you know, like something, I'm going to be finding something that's going to be perfect for me, maybe in a different part of town. And in doing that, that's going to, you know, I feel as though it's going to help me financially. It's going to help with my social life and me finding a job outside of the home, and also maybe with my health as well. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer years ago, and I, you know, have since then my health has kind of declined, and I've tried to find a very good doctor, and it's hard to find. So
I'm not going to have time in the show to answer all of those questions, but I'm going to take the first one that you asked, and that was about the home. And I definitely think that you should be moving, and I think you're going to be moving soon. I think you may find something in the next 6 to 8 weeks that is a good deal for you, or that falls into your lap, or that you get excited about. I think around November, excuse me, I think around November and December is some sort of letting go, and it feels as if that's when your house may sell or something closes or changes. But yes, you are getting ready to move, and I am glad that you are getting ready for this, because Libra likes a beautiful home and a beautiful space. You may have a home where you have more responsibility, like there may be a bigger mortgage or more to take care of, but I don't see it as a negative thing. I just see it as more going on and more to take care of for you. Now, as far as your health goes, I am going to say I think the next 4 weeks would be a good time for you to find a new doctor or to spend some time on your health or to look at what you want to do about that, or, you know, if you want to start a new eating plan or talk to a nutritionist or you need to find a new specialist. I think the rest of September and maybe something like the first week of October, you're really going to be focused on the body and you're going to be focused on the health. And you may be feeling a little tired. I don't see your energy coming back until after October. But after October, it feels like there's more energy in the chart. So you're going to get there. But yes, there may be some more tests coming up. There may be, you know, dietary changes and all kinds of things. And it's not till after October that I really see you starting to feel strong. And I do see you starting to feel strong after October.
And with this, we're going to thank everybody that was here with us. And we have reached the end of the show. And
oh, darn.
But it's perfect. So, again, anybody that wasn't on the show today that wants to have a reading for September, just send us your application. We have already gotten two of them, and I think Heather sent us the application for September, so maybe you can focus on the other areas when that happens. So I will send that information to you, Susan. And, probably we are going to have only 3 people per show. So you can do this, which you love too. It's more the intuitive reading, which is very, I think it's something where you play with all of the other abilities that you have, Susan. So let's think about that. But it was a beautiful show as always. And is there anything you want to leave us with before we say goodbye?
No, I will thank everybody for calling in. I love astrology, and I want everybody else to love it as much as I do. So there is also something on my website under readings which says question chart, and that is only $35. So for people who may not be able to have the money right now for a big in-depth reading and they just want one simple question looked at, that's an option. And I put that on there because it makes astrology more accessible to so many people.
And that's a perfect way to go, Susan, because also sometimes people, when they get a full reading, that the information that you can get is so vast. That probably going a question by question, even monthly or whatever, it helps you understanding that a little bit better.
Yes, yes. So I was going to say I will see you all next month, but I will talk to you all next month.
Thank you everybody for being here again. Thank you, Susan. Have a wonderful
thank
week.
Thank you, Claudia.
And
all
I'll
right.
see you
yes,
back
too.
On September 25th. And goodbye.
Bye.